Hello, my name is Neelam Patel from the U.S. EPA, and I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the Office of Air and Radiation's Office of Atmospheric Programs. We are presenting to you a webcast on tribal approaches to addressing the changing climate. Here in the Office of Atmospheric Programs, we are home to two different climate groups, the Climate Change Division and the Climate Partnership Protection Division, and we've combined forces to present this webcast to you. In our office, we offer programs to protect the ozone layer, address climate change, and improve regional air quality. And these programs range from partnership programs, such as the Green Power Partnership, to regulatory efforts for rulemaking and doing climate analytical work. We're hosting today's webinar to complement similar series that we offer for other stakeholders, such as states, locals, and industry representatives. And as we were developing this webcast, we reached out to a number of tribes and tribal organizations, as well as colleagues across EPA, to bring together the most useful information to you. And so our main goal today for today's webcast is to bring you stories from tribes explaining how they are addressing greenhouse gas emissions, which is oftentimes considered a cause of climate change, and the impacts from climate change, which represents the effects side. So for today's webcast agenda, you had the introduction from myself. We will have our official welcome from Beth Craig, the Division Director of the Climate Partnership Protection Division. And through her time at EPA, she's worked at many different levels and has worked closely with tribes. We'll have Anne-Marie Schilly from the Institute of Tribal Environmental Professionals talking about being the tribal voice in the welcome and talking about tribes and climate change. I will then come to you and talk to you a little bit about the benefits of addressing the causes of climate change, which we also refer to as climate mitigation, followed by Sky Dawn Reed from Gila River Indian Community talking about the recycling initiative they have and how that relates to climate. Sky will be followed by Tracy Horst from the Choctaw Nation, talking about their Healthy Energy Living project, which focuses on energy efficiency. Then we're going to switch into the opportunities to work with for tribes to work on climate change issues. And through this, we'll talk about funding opportunities and partnerships. Kathy Lynn from the University of Oregon will start us off, followed by Garrett Vogesser, who works for the National Wildlife Federation, and I had the opportunity to meet when I was on a panel with him, and he did such an excellent job. He's here again to talk to us about strategies for funding. And then after we talk about the funding, we'll move into how to adapt to climate change. And Leslie Janastrami from the EPA Climate Change Division will give us a brief introduction into this, and we'll have a case study, Jeff Mears, who will talk about what the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin is doing to address and integrate climate into their processes. And then at the end, we'll have a question and answer session. So before we continue, we want to explain to you how this webcast software works called GoToMeeting, and I'm going to turn it over to Wendy Jaglom from ICF International, who is helping us today.
Thank you, Neelam. So everybody will be muted throughout the webcast to minimize background noise. However, we do encourage you to submit questions and comments throughout the webcast in writing, and we'll tell you how to do that on the next slide. PDF and audio files of today's session. Oh, sorry, can you go back a slide?
Sure.
So PDF and audio files of today's session will be made available online in a couple of weeks at the URL that's appearing on your slide. And if you have any technical difficulties during the webinar, please feel free to email me at wendy.jaglom@icfi.com. Next slide, please. As I mentioned, we encourage you to submit questions throughout the webcast using the GoToWebinar question pane. And as shown on the slide now, you can simply enter your question into the box and hit send. We will compile all of the questions and then ask them at the end of the webcast during the Q&A session. But again, we encourage you to submit those questions throughout the webcast. And if you could please include the name of the presenter you would like to answer your question, that will help us direct the questions at the end. Next slide. last thing is, at the end of the webcast, a pop-up window will appear when you exit GoToWebinar, and we'd love to hear your feedback about the webcast, so if you could please take a few minutes to respond to the optional questions and provide your feedback, we'd appreciate that. Next slide.
Thank you. And now we will have Beth Craig start off with our welcome.